You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire. Smoke. Roto. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Roto Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Roto Experts in the Morning! Alongside the fantasy executive, the king, and Wall Street, I am Greg Sussman. We are on home today. Major drafts upon us for both Matt Modica and myself tonight. Major drafts coming, including tomorrow in the Beat Scott Angle League.
Yeah, the Beat Scott Angle League. Scott, can you tell people how to get into the Beat Scott Angle League?
Go to the NFFC. It is the Cutline 2 p.m. Eastern.
I thought it was
the
online
draft
championship.
No, it's Cutline.
Oh,
2
it's
p.m.
The Cutline.
Eastern.
Okay.
2 p.m. Eastern of tomorrow.
We're going to work on having that team, Scott, to beat you.
Yes.
We're going to work on that. Fantasy executive, how's it hanging?
Hanging pretty good right there. So there you go right there. I don't bring the that cut line championship. That's a 125 entry right there. So you 125, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. You get the draft with the King, Scott Engel. So that's a good time right there. I just want to make sure I get that information out there for anybody that want to get the easy money in the room. I sit down, for the big one. Brown paper bag come out Friday night. I got the fourth pick, so I'm kind of wrestling between AJ Green and Mike Evans and Brandon Cooks.
Well, amazing that you put Brandon Cooks in that career. I know you like to make statements. That's a little too much.
How is that? I don't think that's like making a statement. It's not that crazy to say that Brandon Cooks can finish as a top three fantasy receiver in this situation he's in right now. You got people that love the New England Patriots this year. You feel what I'm saying? Like, a popular thing that people are being saying is the Patriots can go 16-0. Like, they really think the Patriots is going to be that good. They didn't trade to get Brandon Cooks for him to be a piece of this offense. They gave up a lot. They're going to went to make to get a playmaker in that offense, and I think that's exactly what they got.
I don't think they go undefeated. Like, the people like to say the Patriots. Patriots are going to go undefeated. The Jets are going to go winless. The Patriots will lose a divisional game or two. They lost Julian Edelman. That is a big loss from a pure football perspective.
What do you think about me taking Brandon Cooks at four overall?
I don't think it's crazy because he was the number seven receiver overall from each 1 to 16. It's not crazy. People have Brady thrown for 5,000 yards over 40 touchdowns.
Exactly.
Even with Edelman gone, he has not fallen down anybody's rankings, and he shouldn't. You know, they still have the pieces.
I couldn't take him over Julio if he was there.
Well, see, Scott, I can't do the Julio thing, I'll be honest with you, because I'd be hypocritical.
Or Odell Beckham.
I would be. I know. I feel you.
I just don't have that quite as well different league than
Corey, and I'm taking Julio.
You're not taking Brandon Cooks.
No, but I would not mind if I was picking in the end of the first round. I mean, Brandon Cooks, getting him. I have him. When he was going in like the mid-second round.
I got one team on RT Sports where I got Brandon Cooks, Antonio Brown, and Devontae Adams as my starting wide receivers. I like that team right there a lot. That team, that's the team where I played quarterback chicken. That's the team where Sam Bradford's the quarterback.
Oh,
I need
boy.
To go. I know. But Sean Kaiser. I'm going to go pick up the Sean Kaiser when the waiver wires open up. So I'm feeling pretty good about this season. I think me and a buddy might hop in this cut line tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. You know, I hope your buddy's Mike Cardano.
You know,
I think you might be on to something.
Yeah. He's named his team Beat Angle the last two seasons and hasn't.
I'll take a break. We'll come back.
That's some breaking news.
Some breaking news to get to next. No advice for someone.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rishard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
Hey, 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 hey,
What, Fetty Wap guy? No, yeah. I think I knew one song by that guy, right?
Trap Queen.
Yep. That was it.
This one right here, too.
I remember this one.
I like this.
I remember when you introduced me to Trap Queen. And you're like, this is about to blow up.
Yep.
And then
it blew up.
It sure did. Now there's another song that's blown up. I was singing it yesterday, and Mike Florio laughed at me.
What?
The one that All My Friends Are Dead.
No, I'm
All My Friends Are Dead now. That. No, not a thing?
I'm not. That's a little too...
Poppy?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I think Sun is a culture vulture.
All right. Some breaking news.
My cut line, I got Kareem Hunt in the eighth. Nice.
A little bit of breaking news here this morning. Well, on the defensive side of the ball, not the offensive side of the ball, but Browns quarterback Joe Hayden has been cut after trying to be traded by the Browns. Nobody wanted him because everybody knew he was going to be cut. He officially was. Joe Hayden cut, and he is not subject to waivers, and he's free to sign another team after 4 p.m. today. And Schefter says, quote, he will.
Yeah, of course he will, because, you know, cornerback is a position that is of prime right now. I wonder why the Browns cut him, though.
Because they owe him a lot of money, and he's not
that good. Cowboys should pick him up.
Dallas should pick him
they
up.
Should. Yeah, absolutely.
Dallas should pick him up.
Oakland's another good spot, too.
I don't know what Oakland's financial situation is right now.
Dallas should
pick him up. That quarterback situation is very
Dallas
shoddy.
Dallas has to pick him up.
Oakland's secondary is bad, too.
Scandrick is getting ready to have a career year. You put him back there with Scandrick. I like that a lot. I'm sorry to people watching on TV. I just put my computer in front of my face. I didn't mean to do that. Yeah, I think the boys should go pick him up. They'll go pick him up, the reigning NFC East champion.
Philadelphia is another good spot. You know, they could use corner help. Their safeties are good.
If you're Philadelphia after that disaster with Nnamdi Asamoah a few years ago.
And then Byron Maxwell.
Oh, and then they had another disaster with Brian Maxwell, too. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Their secondary has been trashed for a while now.
You know who else could use him? The Dolphins have lost some secondary depth, too. Mm-hmm.
Isn't Joe Hayden's what? From where? Is he from Florida?
More than likely. Everybody else in the NFL is.
Yeah. I was from
everybody went to Piper High School.
Joe Hayden cut by the Browns.
Joe Hayden's from PG County.
Really?
Yeah, huh?
He didn't go to Maryland.
No, he did. He went to Florida.
Went to Florida, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know Joe Hayden's from PG County.
I didn't know that either. Yeah. Where in PG County?
Going back from? There now.
He's from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Oh, how about that? Mm-hmm. How about that? You guys can go to Baltimore. I probably could use him. So Hayden cut. He was owed like $32 million more, non-guaranteed, or $4 million that was guaranteed or so. Obviously, financial decision. Joe Hayden's been overrated for years.
Yeah. The Browns have been trying to trade some offensive linemen, too. It's like, they're trying to, like, kind of remake things in a way.
I actually saw somebody texting me saying, is there any doubt that Hayden's going to wind up with the Pats and be awesome?
Oh, that'd be horrible.
I don't think they need him. There are other teams out there that have a real need for a guy like that.
Well, listen, he's going to be wherever he gets paid the most money, right? Like that's ultimately where
Well,
he
I
up.
Think there's teams with needs, you know, that can ante up like Dallas.
Potentially, so, sure. All right, so other big news here from this morning. That is the fact that DeMarco Murray has been dropped precipitously in the Kings rankings. I like that we make our own news on the show. I feel like SportsCenter.
That's good, though. That's editorializing.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Scott, you had DeMarco Murray as your third-ranked running back at this time yesterday morning. He was somebody that you pushed, and you told our listeners and our viewers that, listen, you should draft DeMarco Murray confidently as your third running back, wherever you're comfortable taking that third running back. It depends where you want the wide receivers and whatnot, obviously. But you should take DeMarco Murray earlier than LeSean McCoy, earlier than Devontae Freeman, earlier than Melvin Gordon. Feel comfortable and take DeMarco Murray.
And now he's dead to him.
And now
he's not dead to me. It's funny, but it's not accurate. He's not dead to me.
It's funny, but my back to you. It's not
All right, so let's go. Let's get into this, Scott, and let's break this thing down right here because like, I understand you, you.
I just, real quick, I moved him from 3 to 9 at running back and from 8 to 19 overall.
All right. You're going to end up, by the time we get to the end of this segment, Scott, you're going to move him back up to probably in that 5 range. Because you got to take the advice of a person like a Jim White who's there at practice, not somebody like Chris, what's his last name?
Wessling,
who is more or less speculating on the situation with the hamstring injury. So that's where I stand.
Are we going to discredit Chris Wessling?
I'd rather credit somebody that's there on the
So what did Jim White say?
Day. Huh?
What did Jim White say?
I tweeted at Jim White. He hasn't got sleep, man. He ain't got back
now,
to me yet.
You,
I'm quite
now, wait
sure
a minute.
He's
You're
resting.
Saying to me like we should listen to Jim White and said Jim oh, White yeah, hasn't commented.
Jim White. But when he gets back to me, Scott, he'll let me. I'll
we
let you
know. We don't
know
that.
Huh?
We don't know that. Yeah, Chris Wessling is a guy that, you know, like follow, covers the entire league.
But he's
for
watching
NFL.
From a distance, Scott.
Oh, sure
I'd rather somebody that's there in Tennessee on that practice field,
Scott,
sticking
but
a
nobody
microphone.
Nobody has done that.
Sticking a microphone.
How do we know Jim White
Murray,
didn't go to a Tennessee
and
practice?
Jim White covered a team, Scott. He write for the team. He write for the Titans.
How do
website.
We know that Chris Wessling didn't go to fly to a Titans practice?
Scott, let me say this. A couple of days ago, Nate Janke. Provable Focus
yeah.
said this. I read your tweet yesterday. Turned you off, DeMarco Murray. I want to read you this. DeMarco Murray had 16 straight snaps for the Titans' offense before Derrick Henry saw a single one.
But that doesn't talk about his level of performance
nope.
like Chris
nope.
Wessling's does.
They're not going to push him at this time of year if they don't feel as if he can handle that. They want him to be ready for week
but Chris
one.
Chris Wessling
I was reading something on Titans Online this morning. They were talking about how great Derrick Henry looks. And he was talking about how he's like Henry has looked great. He's looked impressive.
I saw
when
that
he gets
in
the chances,
too.
He's going to get his opportunities. But the lead dog, DeMarco Murray.
But I'm not disputing the fact that he'll be on the field, and neither did Chris Wessling. Chris Wessling says he's playing, but he doesn't look anything like he did last summer, and I expect him to get off to a slow start. He didn't say that he was going to miss any time.
You want to buy it, Scott? You go ahead and do it. I'm not moving him in my rankings.
Okay.
Still got him on that 1-2 turn somewhere in that area. I don't mind starting to play.
I got him in the second round.
I mean, you're talking about a running back that's going to run for possibly 1,200, 1,300 yards, catch 50-something passes, and score double-digit touchdowns.
You can
legit take DeMarco Murray as the third running back off the board, and it would not be crazy.
Well, you know what? I said that before Chris Wessling said this. If the guy has a hamstring and he gets out of the gate slowly, he's not going to quite reach those numbers.
I just don't like you letting Chris Wessling change your mind, Scott.
I don't like you discrediting Chris Wessling like he's a nobody.
All right.
How
Matt Madiga?
Dare you?
Yeah. I mean, this is the guy. I'm with Corey on this one. He is going to be the lead dog. He's going to eat. And he had a hamstring injury. We haven't really seen him this preseason. So I'm not going to I'm not going to change my ranking based on, you know, one appearance coming off of a hamstring injury.
Hamstring injuries can linger, too.
Yes, they can.
Yeah, they can. It's a little bit of a scary situation to me that I haven't considered. If you guys don't want to drop my I respect
how
that.
How about this,
Scott?
This is what it reminds me of. It kind of reminds me of Zach Greinke in fantasy baseball where we heard the velocity was down. And
remember that?
I went off him. I had him the 20th overall.
Yep.
And dropped him my 10th spot.
He got shelled in the spring training game. You know what I'm saying? People was dropping him and stuff.
This is a veteran. This is not a rookie running back or a year two guy.
Let me be clear. That's a really good analogy. But let me be clear. I'm not telling people not to draft DeMarco Murray.
I know that.
I have him now
you
in the second
him.
Round where like a lot of people are
he's
taking
been, he's
him.
He's been going anyway.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable starting your team with him as a running back one? As your RB1? See, you shouldn't This is not a discussion right here, Scott.
This is crazy.
You shouldn't have to think about this. When I say...
Here's my answer to you.
Yes,
here's
please
my
say yes.
I can think about anything I like, thank you. I said there are guys that I definitely feel comfortable with no question as an RB1.
You had...
I rank him as... And there are other guys that I rank as an RB1, but I'm not 100% comfortable on. I would draft him as an RB1, but I'd feel a little concerned about it.
Scotty, hold on one second, Corey. I'm sorry. You're not taking Ezekiel Elliott ahead of DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, I am.
I said you now are. That's what
yes,
I'm saying.
I am. Yes.
I don't know. That's tough.
You're talking about guys
Murray's
going to
be
with.
Here. He's got great line. The team that could possibly compete for the AFC conference. Everything.
Those are all things that I feel like. Maybe, you know, a few weeks into the season, he'll be that running back. But he's going to start slowly, I think. And, you know, I'm dropping him commensurately.
That's so interesting. He's going to start slowly, so you're dropping him commensurately.
Yeah.
I'm still taking Odell.
One day ago, he was your number three. One.
Yep. Scott, I just told
Today he's not.
So basically what you're saying is, if he's going to be on your team, he's going to be on your team as an RB2.
No. I said I would take him as an RB1. I would feel 100% about
you,
it.
But
he's in that range. Like if Ajayi goes and then Howard goes, I'll take him.
Matt Madiga, okay. You're shaking your head, sir.
No, I just I think I don't want I don't want to kill Scott, but I don't want to see him make a mistake where he had him. He was high on this guy. And like, what if Jim White gets back to court and says, "No,
he looks fine.
He looks fine. He's gonna be DeMarco Murray. You know, he just had the hamstring injury. He's a little back. You know, he's a little behind. Excuse me.
Let's see if Jim White woke up yet?
Because he had him at three.
I've been reading Chris Wessling for a long time. Okay. So I put a lot of credit in it. You know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But you know what, Corey, if you were at practice and you told me about DeMarco, I'd drop him. I'd do the same thing if Matt Modica was at practice.
But not me again for the third time this morning.
No, definitely not you.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Experts in the morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. So in front of me, I wanted to ask you this, Mr. Parson.
Yep.
And that is the fact that Ron Rivera, Carolina Panthers head coach, said, yeah, I have no idea what to expect Cam Newton to
do. Yeah, I don't like, I didn't like the way that sounds. I'm the low man at the table on Cam Newton, even though I did move him up a little bit. When the head coach, who's supposed to be optimistic about his quarterback, says something like that, I think you got two things you look at. Okay. He didn't really get much work in the offseason because of the shoulder surgery, and obviously they're changing the offense this year. So, yeah, he doesn't know what to expect. So, but for him to come out there and say that is, like, you know, a little troubling to me.
Yeah, like you expect somebody on a fantasy show to say that, but not the head coach.
Yeah, exactly. You don't expect the head coach to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if he wasn't ready, he wouldn't have started that game. I think it's just being cautious. I don't know.
Is he motivating
him? Where Cam goes, he's not going super high anyway. So
I think it depends on what you talk about because, you know, mainstream leagues, et cetera. You know, like I was at Big League Impact with the Yankees yesterday. And
really?
I saw Cam go in the fifth round.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. Who did that?
What?
Who did that?
One of the people who were playing. You know, it's
how much was it to play in that?
League.
How much was it to play in that?
I think it was $2,500.
That's like the New York Super.
Yeah. check it out at bigleagueimpact.org. Yeah. The Mets draft
actually,
is.
I did that one.
The Mets,
you know,
the Mets,
that's easy money right there.
The Mets draft.
Especially with Scott in it.
The Mets draft is next Tuesday at Citi Field, bigleagueimpact.org. All the money goes to great causes, including. You have a problem with that?
No. I'm just saying. I'm trying to talk about Cam Newton, and you're doing the plug for Big League Impact.
Okay, well, Big League Impact does some great things.
Some
of the latest things they've done is actually for every $60 that they generate through these fantasy football drafts, they go to Ethiopia and they take an ill child off the street and nurse him back to health. This proves just how great an impact fantasy sports is having on our society, and I'm proud to be for us to be associated with that.
So shout out to Big League Impact and the good stuff they do, and other organizations out there like Fantasy Cares, Scott's Fishbowl, all the charities they get involved with. Yep. Dang, let's get back to it. Cam Newton, I got him as my quarterback 14 right now, one spot ahead of Ben Roethlisberger, two spots ahead of Phil Rivers, and that's mainly because I still think some of the rushing upside is going to be there. As a passer, though, I don't think there's even a 3,500-yard season for Cam.
I'm a low guy, Cam Newton.
I have been like 15.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
You know what it is? I'm not sitting there going, okay, I'm going to put Cam that low because I can't stand it. It's like, you know, quarterback's deep. It's like, I just like all these guys better than Cam.
I got Cam at 10. I think I'll reiterate it. Every time we write this guy off again.
He does it. You're right about that.
He puts the cape on and he's MVP.
You're right about that. Scott, let me ask you this. Who you like better, Cam Newton or Eli Manning?
Cam Newton.
I like Eli better.
I like Eli better, too.
The shock.
Oh, you trying to call Greg that a homer?
Oh, really? Mr. Russell Wilson still number two in the projections in the RotoExperts.com exclusive edge package, for the record.
No, I changed that.
When?
What?
This morning.
He's like, Russell's going three.
Sent him a text.
I'm just saying what the projections told me. I don't know. know.
What we got next, Greg?
I'm fired up. He's my number four ranked quarterback.
He's your number four ranked quarterback.
I don't have a problem with that.
He's my number five ranked quarterback.
I don't have a problem with that either. I got Russell Wilson ranked four, Jameis Winston ranked five.
Where's Matt Ryan?
Where's Matt Ryan? I got Matt Ryan at seven.
Wow. You'll love
I mean, Matt Ryan's got to like he's got to pull back like 10%. Which is still going to be
he's still going to be a beast. He's still going to be a beast. I don't have a problem putting Matt Ryan on the fantasy team.
Especially even, Julio.
Yeah, and then, and when the bag come out, Matt Ryan can be on that team too.
I saw him going third round yesterday.
That's too high.
Yeah, but you're playing with guys.
Yeah, that's
but I'm saying, you know, this is not our table. Those have been there were a lot of good picks in those drafts. That I thought those big league impact drafts were a good reflection of a mainstream league because you had a lot of guys who had good drafts, but you had some people like, okay, no matter what you say, I have to take the quarterback.
When did the Yankees start? This is the Yankees' first year doing big league impact, right? Yeah, they haven't done it in the past.
No, they had Sabathia, Clint Frazier.
The Yankees have been anti-fantasy.
What's that?
The Yankees were anti-fantasy.
Well, they're not credentialing me yet, so
yeah, they were anti. My thing is, I believe they were anti fantasy because they probably Alex Rodriguez was probably doing so much gambling on that plane that they was probably like, you know what, we don't know much about this fantasy thing, this DraftKings and FanDuel thing. But now that since that's kind of cleared up, I think the Yankees are going to be fantasy friendly. Years ago, about fantasy.
What?
He embarrassed you, Scott.
He didn't embarrass me.
He shot you down.
No, he embarrassed himself. No. When I asked him about fantasy, he like all of a sudden he got panicky.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He embarrassed me. Well, he tried to. He tried to play you. I was there.
You weren't there.
I was there that day.
No,
Scott.
You weren't.
You sure?
No, I'm sure you were there.
Was that Citi Field?
No, this was at Yankee Stadium.
Okay, all right, my bad.
Yeah, you're bad.
All right, should I read you some predictions from Scott Eagles 2017?
Don't get mad at me, Scott. Go ahead, let's do it.
Here we go. Your thoughts. Everything I'm about to read you is inside the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football package. Because of that, I'm not going to read every line.
Can't go all the way behind the paywall.
I'm not going to go all through the paywall. I will do it next year at this time, but I can't do everything right now.
Let's do it.
Enter code
Susmania at checkout.
And also, we have the exclusive Edge Platinum package now where you can get one-on-one advice from myself and Jake Seely.
All right, there you go. Dwayne Washington will be the starter in Detroit by week 5. And averaged 71 rushing yards. I don't know how he gets 71. But 71 rushing yards per game for the rest of the season.
Hey, Dwayne Washington can play. I know me and Scott are the only ones on this island. Dwayne Washington can play.
No, look. I've been drafting him in the 30th round of my draft championship. Last night I did it again.
Dwayne Washington can play. So it's going to take a lot.
16 round
you don't know if Amir Abdullah can stay healthy. Riddick can't run the ball.
Last year was Zach Zetter. This year is Dwayne Washington.
This year it's Dwayne Washington. He's looked good. The offensive line has improved. I think it can happen.
But wait, Corey, would you draft Dwayne Washington in a 16 round draft?
No,
I have. He's been my 16th round pick.
I'm not going to go that far. I get him off the waiver wire if he pops.
Let's continue.
And I'm not going to pay the $300 like I did last year.
Eddie Lacy will rush for 8 touchdowns.
That's crazy.
But for less than 900 yards.
That's wild right there. That's going to be wrong. Book it. That's going to be wrong. He may not get on the field.
I think that's outlandish to say that.
I think you saying that is outlandish.
Yeah. Well you know, have Eddie Lacy ranked like 500 at the running back.
Well, you know what's also interesting, Mr. Engel?
Yeah.
You said that those numbers for Eddie Lacy, but you only expect him to play in 12 games.
Right.
8 touchdowns, 12 games.
Yep.
Okay.
He's going to be their goal line back, and that team is going to move the ball.
What happens if he gets cut?
He's not going to get cut.
What happens if he stinks like he always does? What happens when the 32nd ranked offensive line can't create a push, can't push the power to get him into the goal line 8 times?
You make like the offensive line is so bad they're going to get like sacked like 6 times. You know,
I'm
in
not
every
making
half,
it like that, Scott.
And they're never going to gain any yardage.
Pro Football Focus makes it like that. RotoExperts.com, Mike Blewett makes it like that. Everybody that's ranked in offensive line said this one is terrible. You set up and said when they lost their starting left tackle, Scott said that was a good thing.
He did.
Because he was their worst lineman. The guy was a turnstile.
But if he
who
was
never played football
before. But he was
before.
The starter, so he was the worst lineman.
It was a mistake.
The guy replacing him stinks, too.
Well, he's better than Fant. Let me tell you that.
He would have started over Fant.
They should have started him over Fant in the first place.
Why didn't
now, also, you're trying to make like I'm saying, like Eddie Lacy's going to have a superstar year. I said eight touchdowns.
That's a lot of touchdowns, Scott.
He's going to be a goal line finisher. He's going to be the Seahawks version of what Latavius Murray was last year for the Raiders.
And the Raiders, who had the number one offensive line in the damn NFL, not the 32nd.
It doesn't matter because the team is still going to move the ball regardless.
I think Russell Wilson is going to be more like 2015 Russell Wilson. I'll say that.
I like Russell Wilson
and
this
boy,
year.
Did that team move the ball.
But he did throw a lot of touchdown passes.
Corey Parson will start 1-7 in the Flex League.
But you didn't read the first part of it, though.
But you won't start 0-9 again, did you?
There you go. It's all good. It's all good. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock, we've got a treat for you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Scott says that I will go undefeated in one league this year.
He said he's going to go undefeated in the league?
I will.
Oh, that you will go undefeated. Oh,
the person
nice.
Who won't take any fantasy advice from.
The person that won't even put my rankings on his website.
Anytime.
Frank Stanfield will unseat Jake Seeley as the top fantasy football accuracy ranker at RotoExperts.com. Ding. And Kareem Hunt will lead Matt Modica to 3 high-stakes championships because he drafted him as an early value before Ware went down. That's one of your... You have 2.
I might be furnishing Scott's Christmas and Hanukkah.
We do celebrate both in my household.
Say
very
that,
good.
But he also says you're going to cut Danny Woodhead by week 5.
That's probably going to happen.
That's a possibility. He's going to be out for the year.
That's a possibility.
All right. Cooper Kupp in all caps. I'm reading some of the ones that we already know about, Scott. Yeah. Let's not spoil anything.
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp will catch 70 for 925 and 6. 70 for 925 and 6.
That's a hell of a season if he can get it done.
There you go. Let's see what, oh, wow.
I mean, what I do like about him is he is like a route runner like that. He runs those routes that's easy for young quarterbacks. You feel what I'm
That's
saying?
That's an excellent point.
He runs the routes. It's easy for young quarterback to find him. He knows how to get into certain spots.
Player. He's got a high football IQ. He knows exactly where to be for his quarterback, no matter who it is.
I will say we gave Scott a lot of crap for that initial projection.
That 925 is a lot, though.
Yeah, it is a lot. That is a lot, but if he plays the 16 games...
The 70 catches he can do, the touchdowns he might be able to do, the 925. See, if you got that 925, then that means you got to like Gurley more than you do, because the offense is not going to run
like
through
Gurley.
Kupp. It's going to run through
like
Gurley.
I like Gurley. He's top 10 for me.
Scott made some NFL predictions, including the Giants winning the NFC East.
I can see that happening.
And and losing their first playoff game.
I can see that happening.
Do you know who Scott has in his NFC Championship game?
The Seahawks versus the Packers?
The Seahawks versus the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
I think the Vikings win that division.
The Vikings hit that kick 2 years ago. They bounced the Seahawks in the first round.
Scott says he will lose to Mike Cardano in a fantasy football matchup this year. But it'll be the only game that Cardano wins all year. when we come back, I'll give you Scotty's all-fantasy value team and his all-frustration team. Those are the last 2 predictions we'll give you from Scott. The rest you have to buy. Well, stick around. More Red Westbrook in the morning. Coming your way next.
Quarterback to receiver hookups. Running back depth analysis. Rookie values in dynasty leagues. Deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
We're going through Scotty's 2017 fantasy football predictions in his column. I may be wrong, but you can read that inside the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package available now at RotoExperts.com. Use
SusMania
when you check out SusMania, the number or the name to write in for that promo code to get a discount. All right. Would you like to go through Scotty's all valuable skill team or his frustration team?
Let's go through the frustration team.
He says that the most frustrating quarterback will be Ben Roethlisberger.
The home road splits are a real thing.
Yep.
I don't, but you know what? I'm kind of, I would buy somewhere this weekend as a QB2 because what I think situation that we could be looking at, Martavis Bryant is really going to help open up that offense this year. You feel what I'm saying?
I believe of his 14 touchdowns, pretty much I think all but three are at home.
I don't know if everybody.
Martavis Bryant?
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody believes in Dak. I saw him go very late yesterday. Roethlisberger and Newton going ahead of him.
Yeah, a lot of people think that Dak is going to regress.
Yeah, they do.
And let him think. Those two went ahead of Wilson, too.
Let him think. Ooh, it.
Yeah. Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
All right. Running back.
Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. In the big league impact,
yeah.
Russell Wilson was the what quarterback off the board?
I think he was like the sixth or seventh.
Mouse in the house.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. Marshawn Lynch is on the fall frustration team.
I don't understand that.
And not only that, but Scott
I can
goes,
explain it.
Scott the King Angle goes further. He says he will not play more than 8 games as his body will no longer hold up to the physical style over a full season.
Yeah, I think he's 31 years old. He didn't look like he could hold up last time we saw him. He could still move the pile, but I think, you know, people who would say that Lynch is just a physical runner, there was a lot of juke and quickness to his game. I don't see it quite as much. I think that, you know, Lynch is not a guy that I want on my fantasy rosters. I think there's way too much wear on those tires.
I know we're not in Las Vegas, Scott, but shake my hand. On a cheeseburger platter right here at Rockin' Raleigh's, Marshawn Lynch.
We might as well be in Vegas.
Marshawn Lynch will play more games than Eddie Lacy.
What?
Marshawn Lynch will play more football games than Eddie Lacy.
I said Eddie Lacy will play 12, and I said Marshawn Lynch will play 8, no more than 8.
I'm saying that Marshawn Lynch will play more football games than Eddie Lacy.
And you know
this
what?
Year.
If you're right, I will tell you you're right.
A cheeseburger at Rockin' Raleigh's.
I'd rather go to Vegas. No, I like Rock Food.
A table dance.
Rocket.
Look at a table dance.
Oh, there you go. You couldn't resist. An offer.
Now, wait, hold. Wait a minute. From you?
No, not from me, Scott.
He couldn't shake that hand fast enough.
I said a table dance. He was like, all right.
Marshall Lynch.
Scott going to injure Marshall Lynch.
It's absolutely crazy.
Scott's going to be like, put on work it.
I'm getting uncomfortable. Carlos Hyde is on his all frustration team. You know, obviously, I'm one of the high guys on Carlos Hyde. I've loved him for a while. Matt, you've been with me. Why do you feel like Carlos Hyde will be frustrating?
I feel like he won't be able to stay healthy. He's very, very physical style. He'll get hurt. He'll have some good games. He looked better last week, but I just feel like he's going to frustrate his owners.
Sorry, I'm all tangled up here. We'll have to fix this after the show.
Yeah, take care of that later on.
Yeah, all right, here we go. It pisses me off that Carlos Hyde's on this list. This is awesome. Sorry.
I got one share of Carlos Hyde in a league where I got a piece of chance. If I had to do it at the RB2 this weekend, I would do it. I don't even know what I'm doing besides Friday night.
I think injuries and game script will lead to frustration.
He's a passing down back too, though.
I think the Niners are going to be I'm not saying they're going to be really good, but they're being
I do believe they're not going to be as bad as last year. Their defense is good. DeForest Buckner, et cetera.
And, you know, Hoyer knows the system. You got Pierre Garçon. Goodwin looks good going deep. The kid Kittle looks...
They're not going to be nearly as bad. I'd say they're going to be like a 5-6 win team. They'll be competitive. But I feel like some game script and injuries are going to frustrate Hyde's owners.
Here are the wide receivers that will frustrate the King. Brandon Marshall and DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, but Marshall... it's a good point that Matt makes about all the wide receivers breaking down. I think it may have started last year. And DeSean Jackson just way too boom or bust for me.
See, I like D-Jax this year. I say it, but listen, there's no science behind this. Get D-Jax in that first year. Mm-hmm. He's excited. He's happy to be there. His teammates are excited about him being there. Jameis Winston's been talking this guy up. I like him. I haven't listened. I'm with Scott on DeSean Jackson for the most part. He's the guy I normally stay away from. I think the excitement in Tampa Bay is going to motivate DeSean Jackson. I think Jameis wants to get him involved. I'm in on DeSean Jackson.
I don't disagree with any of that necessarily. That's why I think he makes him a good fit in Tampa Bay as an NFL player, as a fantasy player, especially with other weapons there. I don't think I'm going to be able to rely on him.
He's got to be efficient. That's going to be the key to his game.
Yeah, I don't think he will.
There is one.
Who would you rather have, DeSean Jackson or Jeremy Maclin?
Jeremy Maclin.
Hmm. Matt?
I think I'm going to go DeSean Jackson. It's close, but I'm going to go DeSean Jackson.
Let me look at my rankings here. I have DeSean Jackson ranked ahead of Jeremy Maclin.
I don't like the fact that Maclin and Flacco haven't been on the field.
They're two spots.
I feel like those are two veterans that are going to get in sync quickly. I think Macklin's being undervalued.
He's being undervalued. I agree with you, Scott. One more wide receiver on this list, Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill, a name that we haven't talked about in a while, I feel like, extensively. Like, we went off about him at the end of July.
He's got to catch some passes, though.
Yeah. Mm. I think he's way overmatched as a number one wide receiver. You saw it in that last preseason game. He was dropping passes. He heard footsteps coming from defensive backs. Yeah. It was bad.
I think they're putting him in a situation to fail, not to succeed. Yeah,
exactly.
He shouldn't be the number one option. No. You're making this guy go from where they had him in the system last year to now putting him the prominent receiver. That's what scares me.
Yeah.
Scott's frustrating tight end is Hunter Henry.
I mean, I get why he would say that. You know, that's the thing. That's why I like Keenan Allen, but there's so many pieces there this year. So I mean,
that's one of the keys why I said that. It's a lot of pieces there. Gates is still there. I feel like Hunter Henry, I'm going to like a lot more in 2018.
I think the guy who you can get late that could turn the profit this year is Travis Benjamin. I mean, he was a guy everybody loved last year going in there, and he costs you nothing. So if he doesn't hit, it's not going to hurt you.
Yeah, I think he's more like a DeSean Jackson type for me.
All right, let's get into the all-fantasy value skill position team for 2017. DeSean Watson is the quarterback.
Yep.
DeSean Watson's going to play.
I still think he's going to start at some point.
At what point is he going to be fantasy relevant?
What? I'll tell you. At some point, he's going to be fantasy relevant because, you know, the kid's got poise. I think the game is... Are watching him on film. He's already slowing down for him. He's very, very talented. He can rush for some yards. I think DeSean Watson is going to start at some point, and he's going to make people consider starting him.
I don't think so.
I think he's going to go the opposite.
Well, yeah, with all due respect, it's my column, so.
Yeah. With all due respect, you went under 50% last year.
Oh,
so
that's okay.
With all due respect.
I said, you know, what do you want? Like most, I was very close to 50. You throw your guts out there. Let's see yours on Sports Grid.
I'll be honest.
Yeah. don't even see your rankings.
Then he threw Sports Grid out there.
Yeah.
More or less saying that you if you want to throw him out there on Sports Grid, not RotoWrestling.
Well, he likes for Sports Grid.
You tried to play him just now.
Yeah. If you want my rankings, they can email me and I'll be happy to,
You know what, Greg? Them. You should hop in to beat Scott Angle tomorrow and show him.
I might just have to.
But he's never won anything yet.
I believe in these predictions you said I'm going to go undefeated, so I feel confident.
Scott, let me tell you, Scott, you shouldn't be talking about nobody not winning nothing. The last league that we know that you won was like 2013, Scott. That's a long time ago.
No, that's not.
Scott, you cannot go 14, 15, 16 and don't win no chips. And you want a chip in the Help Matty League.
Well. That didn't count. It wasn't competitive.
In 2013,
Corey,
we ran waivers in that league, Scott.
Corey,
it was not even no fab.
Corey,
we ran waivers in that league, Scott.
Corey, everybody played that competitively because it was for charity league. Corey, you finally won a significant championship last year.
While, Scott.
The first five
Scott,
years that I knew you, didn't win anything
Scott,
of
I
note.
Hit the nuts
I remember
in 13,
when I met you and you
I hit
said,
the nuts in
14,
said,
Scott,
I
was,
15,
I was,
I hit the nuts in 16.
You didn't win anything of note until
again
5 years. When I met you, when I met you, you said, Scott, how can I be like you?
Let's tell the truth, Scott. You know
it
what
is
I'm saying?
The truth.
Scott,
how can I be
well
like
I
you?
I didn't say nothing like that. Scott,
how can I be
Scott,
like you?
You should not. You don't have a championship pedigree, Scott.
What are you talking about?
You don't
about?
Have a championship
I don't have
pedigree.
A championship pedigree.
You haven't won a chip since 2013, Scott.
In the first 5 years
since
we were together.
2013, Scott.
The first five years we were together,
Scott.
I won three significant championships
name
and you won none.
Name them. Name
NFL.com.
With who in it?
FanX.
With who in it?
What?
With who in it?
Guys like Fabiano and his
Fabiano,
whole staff there.
Fabiano. I don't know if Fabiano
wait
a
minute.
Championships.
Wait a minute. Now, you're so desperate to make me look bad because you're always disrespecting me.
Now you're
like,
getting,
like I don't.
See, now you're getting,
like,
now you're taking it serious.
You're trying to cut down the people I play against.
What you always try to
make, which is nonsense, is that you are this great fantasy player and I suck.
I am.
I am on your level.
I am.
Maybe
I don't
above.
Think so.
You
I
have a losing record against me all the time.
Scott,
you
honest with you.
No, you're not on my level. You have a losing record against me.
Scott, I don't think
you're
on my level.
You're 5-9 against me. You're not on my level. You're right. I never started 0-9 in a big money league.
Put it on Twitter.
You started 0-9 in the GST last year.
Put it on Twitter.
0-9.
Who are you thinking of better fantasy players?
Dunkin' Donuts. Fantasy executive. Dunkin' Donuts.
And I guarantee you I'll stomp that ass.
You're just louder. You're just louder. You're losing record against me. You started 0-9 last year. You were Dunkin' Donuts for 9 weeks. You are a bagel.
Salt bagel.
I do want a salt bagel.
Scott, you don't win no chips, my man.
I win way more chips
every year.
Yeah, you get the nuts. I know what kind of nuts you're talking about.
That's immature.
Yeah.
Come on.
Peanuts.
he didn't make that joke.
Peanuts. You know, saltines.
We're wrapping up the program. Final five coming your way. Follow the Fantasy Football Frenzy next here on Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Few minutes here for the Little Rest of the Morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Remember, the Fantasy Football Frenzy is up next with Scott taking off, Matt, Corey, and Jake. They will have you covered. Scott, your all-value skill position also includes running backs.
Yes.
Samaje Perine and Dwayne Washington.
Yep.
Okay. Your wide receivers.
The Perine thing, quickly. Everybody drafting this weekend. If you plan on stashing a dude that's not going to play, by all means, go ahead.
He will play. Stash him.
The wide receivers, you have selected Cooper Kupp, obviously. You've selected Rishard Matthews, who we spoke about earlier on in the show. Listen to that on demand. It was a very good segment.
He's being undervalued.
And Tyrell Williams, who I'm not loving.
I might change Tyrell Williams.
No. You make a prediction. You cannot change it. It's pen to paper, sir. How should I listen? How can we? You already wrote it down. It's over.
All right. Fair enough.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Tight end, Zach Ertz.
Yes.
Is that really a value, though, at this point, though?
I think for where he's going in some drafts, I think he certainly is. I think the guy could be a top 4 or 5 tight end this year.
And where
ooh,
you
should... he's got a lot of work to do to get into that range, Scott. That means he's got to be better than Gronk, Kelsey, Jordan Reed, and Jimmy Graham.
No, he has to be better than one of them. Jordan Reed's going to get hurt. He has to be better than none of them. He's in the top 5 tight end.
You got Greg Olsen.
That's one.
I think he'll be within that range. That is going to be Carson. Well, I like Carson Wentz.
He was 6 last year, right?
He's going to be a stick mover.
He was 6 last year.
I don't think that's unreasonable at all.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. He was 6 last year. Is it really a value to say he's going to be any further when he was already 6 last year?
I've seen him lasting deep into some drafts.
Well, not anymore, though.
I wrote it, I wrote this a few, before last weekend.
Sure.
I was seeing him, going pretty deep.
Let me throw you some names, Scott, if you don't mind. Zach Ertz or Delanie Walker?
Delanie Walker.
Interesting.
But I have them right next to each other.
Okay.
It's a tough one for me.
So you don't really think he's going to finish the top 5 tight end then? Because I know you have Gronk, Kelsey.
I said he can. He's going to challenge to finish the top 5 tight end.
All right, so you have Delanie Walker over him. Tyler Eifert or Zach Ertz?
Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz or Greg Olsen?
Greg Olsen.
That's 5 tight ends. You have 6 tight ends you have ahead of him. Zach Ertz or Kyle Rudolph?
Zach Ertz.
Okay. Zach Ertz or Tyler Eifert?
You just asked me that.
I asked you Eifert. Yeah. I did?
Yeah.
Yes. You said Ertz, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's kind of what I got. It's kind of all the tight ends I have. What's coming up next, Fantasy Football Frenzy?
Coming up next on the Frenzy, we're going to talk about some names that obviously be getting so close to the big drafts coming up this weekend. We're going to talk about some names that are trending right now in fantasy football circles. Also, want to jump a little bit into the news, what's going on. And also, we want to talk about some fantasy football superstitions like sophomore slump, Madden cover, and stuff like that. So, a pretty decent program coming up on the Frenzy, I think. But most importantly, we need to hear from these people, 844-843-6879. Matter of fact, jam the phone lines up right now.
So Tom Brady's on the cover of Madden?
Yep, Tom yes. Brady's on
Somebody
the cover of Madden.
Somebody tweeted out, like, Julian Edelman loves Brady so much that he took the bullet for him.
I also saw a fantastic GIF yesterday from the Cleveland Browns Twitter account where they had, like, the SI released their, like, the NFL preview episode, a preview edition with Brady as, like, the main face on the cover, like his whole body, and then like little clips here and there of other players. The Cleveland Browns tweeted out, "Congratulations to Joe Thomas being on the cover of Sports Illustrated." Because Joe Thomas is like, like on like the
you saw. I think Sports David Johnson's on the cover of SI, the NFL
maybe
preview.
They switched them. Maybe a
different one.
Tom Brady was the one I saw.
So, sometimes a different regional one.
So
too.
the Browns then took the photo and just kept zooming in slowly on Joe's
thumbnail. Got expanded.
Yeah. It was hysterical.
He technically is on the cover.
Exactly.
Yes.
If you have the time, please check it out. Cleveland Browns Twitter account. I always love team accounts that actually have some fun with it, yep. And a lot of accounts do. So good job.
Shout out,
man.
And also give a shout out to my man Dez Bryant. Donated $50,000 to the city of Houston.
Yeah, 100%. And J.J. Watt, up to $4 million.
Yep.
Very good job by J.J. Awesome. Watt. Matt Modica, Corey Parson, Jake Sealer up next in the Frenzy. But for us, the Roto Experts in the Morning, we're done for today. For Corey, for Scott, and for Matt, my name is Greg. Good luck in your draft tonight, Matt. I'm here to see you about tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow morning here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Bye-bye.